つき始めよう。星を好かれた空に飛び出かび合い、新たな通達時は Call me me 透明な場所、そうだちょっとだね、 Let's go Yes Let me keep you upset、 むしゃぶらり告げた時だってまたらんとぜ。Hello, hello everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of Rock the Dragon, a Dragon Ball Super Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Bridgewater. And no, your ears are definitely not deceiving you. That was 100% me singing the intro song to Dragon Ball Super. you know, it's just like a little bonus, little sort of reward for you guys for being super patient. Why, obviously, I'm a little bit later than normal putting up the new episode. Hey, that's the kind of stuff you have to look forward to here. Random shit like that. Where else are you going to find that, huh? Where else are you going to find the host of the show singing the damn theme song and recording it? I didn't say singing it well. I said singing it, recording it for my listeners. I hope you enjoyed that. Make sure you go back and listen to it one more time. Every voice in there is mine. It was fun. I did that in probably like 20 minutes. You know, I just kind of like, I was rewatching the episode, this week's episode, and I remembered how much I love that opening theme, right? I mean, that opening theme is incredible. So I just started singing it and I was like, And then 20 minutes later, here we go. That's how my brain works. I just get random ideas. 99% of the time, I follow through on them. Sometimes they turn out well, sometimes they don't. But, you know, that's a little tip for you creatives out there. You think of something, just do it. Anyway, my name is Tim Bridgewater. Of course, I hosted two podcasts before this one, one called Geekly Dose, the other one called Republic City Report, which was a Legend of Korra podcast, which if you listen to that podcast, well, you remember that I recorded a rap song that I wrote about the Legend of Korra, or I believe on episode 20 of that podcast. I remixed the song, the music and everything. We remixed the song and everything. I had some help with that. But then I wrote some lyrics and then I recorded a rap song. I mean, it's really cool. And you can also find a music video that I made for it over at youtube.com/TimBridgewaterGeek. So yeah, you can go check that out there. Cause you know, I love my listeners. Thank you guys for taking your time listening. I like to do random stuff like that. Good times. Okay, so if you're over on YouTube and all that stuff, you might as well head over to Facebook as well. Facebook.com/TimBridgewaterGeek. But most importantly, in terms of this podcast, head over to Facebook.com/RockTheDragonPodcast. Because, hey, if you had liked that page, you would have noticed that I've made a couple of posts in the past couple days. One of those posts being about just kind of letting everyone know that the episode was still coming, that it's just a little later than normal. So those kind of things you can find over there, as well as other little fun things. Like, for example, I made a post. Okay, this is a little Dragon Ball Z related story that I had that happened in the past couple days. I just kind of found myself feeling nostalgic for one of the older episodes. By the way, if you're someone who hasn't watched an episode of Dragon Ball Z in a while, even on Blu-ray, go back after you've been watching Dragon Ball Super for a couple months, go back and watch Dragon Ball Z. Man, like the difference in quality is incredible. And we complain about the animation. I complain about the animation, and I will always complain about the animation problems that they've had. But geez, I mean, even going from Dragon Ball Z on Blu-ray to what Dragon Ball Super looks like, it's like night and day. I mean, it's such a drastic difference. So that's something, you know, if you find yourself feeling a little bit angry at Dragon Ball Super, go back and watch Dragon Ball Z and just, you know, maybe it'll make you feel a little bit better that we are getting a show that does look a lot better in terms of HD and everything now. So That's good. But so I was just, I popped in season 7. I decided to just get in there and check it out for nostalgic purposes, for to remind you guys, the episode, season 7 is right after Cell was defeated by Gohan. Okay. And then so then we start to follow Goku in the afterlife a little bit. And the first episode is where he kind of, he goes into the afterlife and he tries to go to Otherworld with King Kai. So they go to Otherworld because they want to seek out Grand Kai. Remember Grand Kai? You know, the guy who just, you know, long white hair, beard, you know, these weird characters on Dragon Ball Z. So they go to find him and he, they come across West Kai, I think, because King Kai is North Kai. And I believe they come across West Kai, if I'm remembering correctly. But West Kai has a fighter named PyCon. Okay, and we know later on that there's an Otherworld tournament and Goku ends up fighting PyCon. But this is when he first meets PyCon. So Grand Kai sends Goku and PyCon to hell because he finds out that Frieza and Cell and the Ginyu Force are down in hell just running shit, just wrecking shit, pissing people off, flipping over tables and all that kinds of stuff, right? So they go down to hell. Now, I made a post about this on the Facebook page, so go there right now, pause it, and go check this out so you know what I'm talking about. Facebook.com/RockTheDragonPodcast. But there was a moment where all the enemies are charging toward Goku, and he powers up to what looks like Super Saiyan form. His hair stands up. The definition is there and everything, but his hair is still black the entire time. Go check that out. I took a couple of photos from my TV screen, made it sort of like a little collage, and I posted it on the page. I forgot that happened. I mean, I remember when the first time I saw it, I was like, what the hell is this? Because I know sometimes obviously there's a lot of issues in Dragon Ball Z. If you go back and watch some of this old footage, you'll find all kinds of inconsistency. So I figured, oh, well, maybe it's just one of these instances where they just forgot to color his hair, right? Because sometimes, like I said, that kind of stuff happens. But I mean, if they forgot to color his hair, then they also forgot to color his eyebrows too. And then they also forgot to change the color of his eyes because his eyes were still black. So I just thought that was super weird because, I mean, that's a hell of a mistake to make. And it wasn't just in one shot. It wasn't like one frame. It was like the entire scene. You know, there's multiple angles of him with black hair standing up in Super Saiyan form, but just being black. Now, with that being said, it looked cool. You know, and I think back then I probably tried to rationalize it and say, oh, well, maybe he can't turn Super Saiyan in the afterlife or something. Well, we find out later that's not true because, I mean, when he fights PyCon, I'm pretty sure he goes Super Saiyan. So it was obviously a mistake or it was some kind of Easter egg. I don't know. But if you want to see that and you have any questions or thoughts or comments about that, something I may not know, of course, you can always contact me on Facebook.com/RockTheDragonPodcast. You can also send me an email at RockTheDragonPodcast@gmail.com. Now, with that being said, I don't have any messages or emails for this week. I do have a segment called What Are You Saying? Where I would normally read one of those, but I haven't gotten any. I don't think I got any for like the past one or two episodes. So what's up, dudes? What's up? You guys don't be scared, don't be shy. Send me an email and let's talk about Dragon Ball Z. Now, another post that I made on the page. Once again, I'm just giving you a little preliminary sort of DBZ related talk here. Is I came across a Dragon Ball Z quiz. I mean, obviously there's a lot of these things out there, right? I mean, gosh, especially if you like the Dragon Ball pages on Facebook and you post about Dragon Ball a lot, there's going to be a lot of weird Facebook advertisements popping up to get you to do stuff. But I came across one on a site that I used to frequently visit called screenrant.com, and it was a quiz about, I think it was 25, can you name these 25 techniques from our techniques or attacks from Dragon Ball Z? So it's basically a quiz where they go through and they show you the characters and they show them sort of performing the technique, performing the move. And, you know, it's not video, it's photos. And they kind of give you these little descriptions at the bottom. And then once you guess right or wrong, it gives you a little bit more information about it. So I am very proud to say that I took that quiz and I passed that quiz with an astounding 96%. I only missed one out of 25. okay? And the only reason I missed that one is because there were two Dragon Ball Super questions in there. And both of them were from episodes that I haven't watched yet because the English versions of those episodes haven't aired yet. So I didn't know the answers. Now, one of them I happened to guess correctly. It's multiple choice, by the way, so that helps. And the other one I didn't know, so I guessed and I got it wrong. That was the only one that I missed. I was a little proud of myself. I was pretty proud of myself there. I reposted that from Timber's Water Geek page, from my personal Facebook page, and from the Rock the Dragon podcast page. So far, no one has beat my score. So this is where you, my fans and listeners, come in at. You guys, somebody, I want a challenge. I want a challenge. Head over to Rock the Dragon podcast on Facebook. Take the quiz. Screenshot your results or post your results. Let's see if you can beat Tim Bridgewater at Dragon Ball Z Technique Trivia. Okay. So that's something fun to do. I actually had a really good time doing that. Okay. Actually, one of my listeners has already done it. Evan. Evan only got 18%. So let's see how the rest of you can do. Let's see if you can beat me. If you beat me, hey, maybe I'll send you something. I don't know. I guess we'll find out. Let's see if anybody even does it. Okay. Now, another thing that I want to mention is that, obviously you guys, every episode I've been mentioning that you can find me on this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and all that kind of stuff. So if you get a chance, please head over to iTunes and leave me a review. Now, with that being said, I do actually have two new reviews that I'm going to read here. So I want to give a shout out to both of these guys, and I'm going to read the reviews right now. So the first one says, awesome podcast by an honest fan. 5 stars. After listening to the first 15 episodes out so far, you have to give Tim, the host, some credit. He's a huge, huge fan of DBZ, much more so than I've ever been. He does his best to work with and analyze even some of these mediocre DBS episodes that have been coming out, but he will acknowledge the flaws in them, which is refreshing to hear. The TV show may not be 5 stars, at least after the Beerus saga it isn't. After the Beerus saga it isn't? Maybe you meant before the Beerus saga, or during the Beerus saga there. Or you're someone who's watched ahead with the Japanese version already. Sorry, I kind of broke the fourth wall there a little bit. Yeah, that kind of confused me a little bit. It says, but Tim does a 5-star job sharing his thoughts about it for this podcast. He puts a lot of work into the podcast as well as all his other media outlets. So give him a listen if you like Dragon Ball Super. And that was by Schnitzel Time. Schnitzel Time, thank you so much for saying that. I recognize that name from Legend of Korra. I have a good idea of who you are now, actually, based on that name. I'm not going to say it. But, yeah, thanks a lot. Because, I obviously don't have many fans that I'm aware of who crossed over from that podcast to this one. but thanks a lot for saying all that. I am a big fan. So I'm glad you're sticking with it. And I think I was a little bit confused on what you meant there about the show not being 5 stars after the Beerus saga. Because that we haven't seen that yet. Maybe you've been watching the Japanese version. I'm not sure. But if this is who I think it is, you haven't been watching the Japanese version. Okay, so one more review here by someone by the name of it says here, let me stop before you guys get offended. No. Sedgley's the name. It says, he won't stop telling us to leave reviews until we all leave reviews. 5 stars. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Sedgley. Anybody who listened to Geekly Dose or Republic City Report knows that name very well. That was my producer over on those podcasts. So if you listen to either of those, Geekly Dose, he was actually on the show a lot. It was me, Steven Nocentelli, later Caitlin Franks. But then Jesse Sedgley was there most of the time, too. He's the producer. So that was the voice you heard at the beginning of the episode, the voice you heard at the beginning of Republic City Report. So, Jesse, I didn't realize you listened to this podcast. He doesn't watch Dragon Ball Super. So thanks for the support. Either way, if you're just checking in every now and then, thanks for the review. So if you want to leave me a review and you want me to read it on air, head over to iTunes or Google Play or somewhere. But the only one I can really check regularly, because I know how to do it, it's iTunes. And honestly, it would probably help me out the most if you just did it there. So head over to iTunes, leave me a review, 5 stars. Let's talk about it. I appreciate it. I mean, come on. I just sang a song in Japanese. Okay. I think that's worth a 5-star review. So get your butts over there and leave those reviews for me. Okay. So last but not least, right? Let's get to the moment we've all been waiting for. It is time to discuss episode, 16 of Dragon Ball Super, titled Vegeta Becomes a Student, Win Over Whis. Well, obviously we knew that we were going to get some filler, okay, for a little bit. It's not, you know, completely useless, though. I mean, it tells us exactly pretty much what's going to happen here from the title, as most of these episodes do. We do know we're going to get to see Whis and Beerus again. They're going to come back into the fold. So very much unlike the episode 15, this episode, it's filler, but it advances the storyline, right? Because we know already that Vegeta pretty much wants to train with Whis at this point. So, you know, not a pointless filler episode, even though the previous one, if you listen to the last episode, episode 15 of the podcast, I talked about how much I actually liked that episode and how funny I thought it was. I like this episode too. I thought it was okay. I mean, I felt like it started off in, you know, a cool way, and you know, by the end of it, I was pretty satisfied with it. Of course, we begin revisiting Kabuto Kai and Elder Kai. Now, I have to say this. I do like those characters, so I don't want this to come off the wrong way. But I wish that I think it's time for them to give them something else to do, because they have been standing in that same spot since episode 1 of Dragon Ball Super, okay? And we are 16 episodes in, and they're not doing shit. I mean, don't they have lives? What do they do? What shouldn't they be ruling over something? I mean, these Kais have to have jobs, right? They have responsibilities. But they're just kind of standing there talking and looking at stuff. I mean, they provided some useful sort of exposition every now and then. But for the most part, it's been, well, here's just something else for us to cut to. Sort of like Emperor Pilaf. Now, I hate to mention those two in the same, because I hate Pilaf. I don't hate Kabuto Kai and Elder Kai. But it's kind of, they're kind of being utilized in the same way, just kind of giving us something else to cut to without really advancing anything. Now, I feel like maybe we did learn a little bit about something here, just based on that conversation. I mean, other than the fact that he thought that Elder Kai was looking at titties or something that he wasn't actually doing. He mentioned something about, you know, he was looking out at the planets, and he says, you know, there's something different here. There's some planets missing. They're not destroyed. You can't see the debris left over as the same way he did with the other planets that Beerus has destroyed or something. So maybe that is leading towards some other realization or development, or maybe it's leading towards something and I just did, and it's already been explained and I'm just not getting it. If you're getting it, send me an email. RockTheDragonPodcast@gmail.com. I mean, it seems like a reference to something that could possibly mean something in the future, but if it's something that I'm missing, well, then just let me know. But there is that takeaway from the conversation. Then we kind of shift over to Goku, right? Who is, for some reason, still working as a farmer. I mean, I get it. You know, the simple life. These characters have always been about a very, very simple lives, and it makes sense, and I get that. But it's just kind of weird, because if you start to think about these things too much, then it starts to become, you know, let's just say you shouldn't. Maybe you shouldn't think about it too much. But if you do, you'll wonder why a tractor is even necessary in their world, where they're flying machines and spaceships and all this kind of stuff that Capsule Corp makes. I guess the fact that they still make, because the Capsule Corp logo is on the front of this tractor. So I guess there's something to be said about the fact that they still make run-of-the-mill regular tractors, right? As if they can't create a device that goes and does all that stuff automatically without anyone having to actually operate it. But I get it. You know, it's just simple life Goku. I guess they kind of had to have him doing something. But what I like about this scene is that Krillin visits him, right? And we haven't gotten enough Krillin-Goku BFF quality time in. So I'm glad we get that here. And not only that, we get some nice flashbacks back all the way back to Dragon Ball. Now, it's some kind of redone revamped HD remastered version of Dragon Ball, but I still appreciate this. I mean, while they may just be doing it to kill time, it's still, I love it when they do that. I love it when they flash back to those old episodes. And this is just kind of Krillin's, you know, just saying, hey, man, we've come a long way. You know, the gap gets further and further every year. And that's true. Because at one point in time, Krillin and Goku were really similar in terms of strength. I mean, I think Krillin was even stronger than him at some points, if you can believe that. But of course, that was when they were kids. I mean, this is before Goku realized he was a Saiyan and he learned the Kaioken attack. And that's where he really started to jump ahead of everyone else, was right after he killed, he was killed by Piccolo, you know, whenever Piccolo killed Raditz. And he went to Snake Way and he started trading with King Kai and the Kaioken attack. And that's when his power really jumped far ahead, I think, from everyone else, like far ahead from everyone else. So yeah, because I mean, you got to remember all the way back in Dragon Ball, I mean, at one point in time, Goku pretty much had a fight almost to the death with Tien, you know, someone else he left in the dust. So it's just kind of nice to have a flashback there, and we get some humor out of it, because for some reason, Krillin decides that he wants Goku to punch him in the face, just to sort of see how strong he is. You know, and if it wasn't for the fact that this is such a Dragon Ball sort of a thing, it would be kind of ridiculous, but it's funny. I mean, because he punches the shit out of him, knocks him all the way across the freaking town. He probably should have been dead. Let's be realistic here. But, you know, it's not Goku didn't power up to Super Saiyan God form and punch him in the eye. He did in regular Saiyan Goku form. And of course, he obviously didn't put all of his strength into it. So it's kind of funny. And as a result of that, we get to see what everybody else has kind of been up to. Android 18 is tending to Krillin's wounds. We get to see Marin, their daughter again, Chi-Chi, Goten, and Trunks, you know, so it just gives us an opportunity to revisit them. But what I like about it is that Krillin, you know, he's kind of talking about, you know, maybe I should get back into training again a little bit. So some fun stuff there. There's not a lot to dissect about this episode, so, you know, excuse me if it kind of seems like I'm rambling here a little bit. But, you know, Goku gets to the point to where he says, I miss training. You know, he's only going to want to do this crap for so long before we know how he is. He can't just function without powering up and training in his free time. And not only that, obviously, we get to revisit Vegeta, because this episode is really kind of more so about him than anything else. And what I love is that, you know, the first shot that we get of him in this episode is in a very Vegeta sort of way. With him standing on a mountain in the rain with lightning, just talking about, hey, you know, I want to become as strong as Kakarot. I'm going to pass up Kakarot. Same old with Vegeta. We know that this is what drives him. We know that this is what makes him a Saiyan warrior, the prince of all Saiyans. He wants to power up and he wants to surpass him. So he's trying to figure out a way to achieve Super Saiyan God status in his own way, you know, without having to kind of take sort of the quote unquote easy road that Goku took. And as fans of Vegeta, obviously we can appreciate that. And I for damn sure appreciated that scene, because it was pretty tight. It was pretty cool. So let's just skip ahead a little bit here, because it's not a lot of stuff to dissect about this episode. We get to revisit Bulma and Whis, okay? And now they're doing sort of a food sort of a thing. Like I said, I think I mentioned this some episodes ago. Man, if the Japan Tourism Commission isn't sponsoring Dragon Ball Super, then I don't know what is, because, you know, everything has always been themed that way, the way the characters dress and all that. But I feel like, especially in Dragon Ball Super, they're making extra effort to show the delicacies and the foods and the gourmet dishes in very great detail, which makes me hungry every single time I see it, because they're putting like a lot of time and thought and detail into drawing this food. But it's cool because it ties in, right? It ties in because this is why Whis and Beerus didn't destroy the planet, mostly because of the food. So it makes sense. At least it's contributing storyline wise somehow. And of course we get constant reminders that, you know, from Bulma that, you know, don't forget, this is, you love our food, so anytime you think about destroying our planet, don't. Otherwise, you may not be able to get this stuff anymore. Now, Vegeta eventually shows up. comes home, gets a third degree from Boma. Where you been? What you been doing? You've been training, yada, yada, yada. You're dirty. And then Vegeta realizes that Whis is there. So we get some interesting sort of back and forth there with them. He's wondering why he's there, etc. But he kind of, just to get to the point, he finds out through some weird sort of conversation stuff here that, and anybody who saw Battle of Gods, I think already knew this, because I already knew this. I don't remember if it was from Battle of Gods or Resurrection F, but Whis is actually Beerus's teacher. Okay? Doesn't mean that he's stronger than Beerus. Just means that he's his teacher. In addition to being sort of his assistant and overseer, sort of protector, someone just kind of looks at after him, that kind of thing. So when Vegeta finds out about that, he's like, well, you got to teach me. I mean, you have to train me. And, you know, once again, we all kind of know that eventually that does happen. Because they have, if you've seen the screenshots and everything from Dragon Ball Super, Goku and Vegeta both get new uniforms. And there's like a little, you know, they always have the symbol or the sigil of whoever their trainer is. Well, Goku normally, and I think they do that later on. And I think that that's like Whis's symbol. So Whis is going to train both of them. If you've seen Resurrection F, you already know that. If not, I'm sorry, I spoiled that. Okay. But yeah, so I'm not going to go into great detail about a lot of this. I mean, because it's just a lot of silly sort of Vegeta's like trying to cook him food and all that, being very un-Vegeta-like. But for someone who has said on multiple occasions that I kind of want them to take, to do some new things with Vegeta in Dragon Ball Super, I can't really be mad about that. All I know is there's a lot of yelling, man. He tells Bulma to shut up a lot. There's a lot of cussing in this episode. He actually cusses a couple of times, and he tells her to shut up. And I'm like, man, you know, if it wasn't for the fact that Bulma is such a strong character and has such a strong personality, it might come across as a little bit of offensive, not to me, but to someone. But you know what? She gives it right back to him. She yells at him all the time, too. So they kind of have that sort of relationship. Probably why they work so well together. But let's just skip ahead here, because once again, it's, a lot of this stuff is just, I mean, they spend the remaining, I don't know, half of the episode with Vegeta trying to convince Beerus to train him by just cooking him a lot of different foods. And there's a moment where he realizes, hey, you know what? Bulma's been keeping a secret from you the entire time. She hasn't cooked the best of all thing for you, which I actually don't remember what it was, but that's basically what happens there. So Vegeta makes it, right? Makes it for him. He loves it. He absolutely loves it. So then they kind of skip ahead and say, we get this shot of Beerus just kind of flying away with Vegeta on his back, headed to Beerus' world to train him. So that's exciting, right? It's exciting because Vegeta really is going about this in a different sort of way. And we'll see if it pays off. But I'm excited to kind of, you know, find out. Because I feel like this is, if you watch Resurrection F, if I'm not mistaken, at the beginning of that film, both Goku and Vegeta were away training with Beerus. So they weren't there when Frieza arrived. So this is the transition into that. Vegeta's already gone. Rest assured, Goku will be joining him pretty soon. Okay? That's pretty much the episode. when there's not a lot of stuff going on in terms of the main storyline, it's a little hard for me to kind of dissect these things, but hopefully I did my best of kind of jumping into that and giving you guys something to get excited about. So once again, if you have any questions, comments, or thoughts about that episode, make sure you head over to facebook.com/rockthedragonpodcast. Send me a message there. Also, you can email me at rockthedragonpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, I didn't get any emails or messages, so I don't have anything to read there. So yeah, give me some stuff, guys. I know I'm a little bit late, but give me some thoughts and opinions on some things. I love to come on here and talk about it. Once again, head over to the Facebook page, take the quiz. I am legitimately curious to see if anyone can beat my score. I mean, it's only 25 questions, right? no cheating. I shouldn't have to say that. But yeah, go take the quiz, post your scores. Let's talk about it. If you beat me or you come close, I'll be happy to come on the podcast and give you props for that. So everybody head over and do that. I'll give you a couple days to do it, obviously. I should be back on schedule. You know, usually I post the episodes on Sunday nights. But as I become increasingly more busy with my schedule and all that kind of stuff, sometimes I can't do that. But I'm sure you guys understand that. One more thing that I forgot to mention here is over on Tim Bridgewater Geek, once again, my geek channel, YouTube channel. I do all sorts of geek things. I recently uploaded episode 0 of the podcast to my YouTube channel, because right now that's the most popular episode that I've had. I'm sure a lot of it is because it's the very first one, but I also think people were very interested to hear my thoughts on Dragon Ball Z. So I figured, hey, I'll put it on YouTube just in case my YouTube subscribers and audience and people who don't listen to the podcast because they don't know about it or because they don't watch Dragon Ball Super, you can still get my thoughts on Dragon Ball Z in episode 0. So there's a video there. Now, it's not me talking about it. It's just the audio, but there's some cool graphics and stuff there. It gives you something to look at while the video plays. So if that seems like something interesting to you, head over there, share it, like it, comment on it, all of that kind of stuff. Okay, so unless I am forgetting something, I think that about does it for this episode, guys. So until next time, for Rock the Dragon Podcast, I'm Tim Bridgewater, and I will see you next time.